chapter 18, verse 16. And the men rose up from thence. The men is the angels. Who are they?
Michael. Gabriel and Raphael.
And what are they doing?
They're announcing.
Kicking, announcing, and saving.
Fixing. Healing. Healing, circumcision.
Right. That's kicking ass. Kicking ass is Michael. And announcing Isaac is Gabriel.
Okay. And the man rose up from thence and looked toward Sodom. And the Lord said, shall I hide from Abraham that thing which I do? Seeing.
What thing?
What
is that? The blow of Sodom.
He's going to blow up three cities.
Do you understand that God sees us? When God looks at us, he sees us as Sodom and Gomorrah.
The trash heap.
When you, have you ever prayed that God would show you how you look to him?
No.
Yeah.
No. Yes. No,
it never even crossed my mind. No.
Of all the thoughts that have ever crossed my mind. Mind.
That's not one of them.
I never thought.
Yeah.
No.
Not a snowball's chance of any of that thought.
I'm going to pray that for you then. It's called intercessory prayer.
You are evil.
It's like so.
My friend Ole Anthony.
Why?
It's a time.
My friend.
But that's what, I mean, when we have hot seats, I mean, that's what we see.
Sort of.
Yeah.
A little bit. That's like we get a previews of coming attractions.
I mean, that's what just.
That's the trailer. This is the trailer for the movie.
I don't like the way this is going.
Yeah, this is along the lines of.
I don't like this.
You know, when you're on a hot seat, you see a little bit the way you are, and Ollie's a pussycat.
Right.
You know what I mean? Stuff like that always freaks me.
Oh, he is a pussycat.
Yeah, I know.
He is.
The whole,
yeah, right.
Yeah. Yeah. You cannot, for instance.
Yeah.
Why just
like a saber tooth?
Like a saber tooth cat.
And the Lord said, shall I hide from Abraham that thing which I do, seeing that Abraham shall surely become a great and mighty nation, and all the nations of the earth shall be blessed in him. Why shall all the nations of the earth be blessed in Abraham?
Because his seed will spread all across the world.
Well, that's part of it. But basically it is because if Abraham hadn't existed, the world would have stopped. So the reason that the seed of Abraham now is the only reason the world exists. The only reason the world doesn't look like Sodom and Gomorrah tonight is because the seed of Abraham is in them. Hence. Okay?
So why did he ask himself about hiding and destroying Sodom and Gomorrah? Why did he ask himself?
I don't know.
He's just talking to himself.
He's
old.
What he's doing is he's talking to himself really about Jesus Christ, if you can see it. He's talking about
Abraham sees Christ?
Yeah.
In it?
Yeah.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
For I know him that he will command his children and his household after him, and they shall keep the way of the Lord to do justice and judgment. That the Lord may bring upon Abraham that which he hath spoken of him.
You know what that means? That means he knows that Abraham doesn't have to see Christ, that he will do it anyway because he believes. He doesn't have to see with his eyes.
Well, he's honoring Christ in him. You know, because Christ said, that what I hear from my Father. I mean, it's that kind of relationship. Amen. Where there's no secrets, there's no hiding, there's no...
And the Lord said, because the cry of Sodom and Gomorrah is great, and because their sin is very grievous, I will go down now and see whether they have done altogether according to the cry of it, which has come unto me. And if not, I will know. Now, they're on a plane up there up at Mamre, and it's 4,200 feet from Mamre down to Sodom and Gomorrah. At the time that this was written, that this was experienced, Sodom and Gomorrah were in the plain of the Jordan, and it was the most beautiful place on the face of the earth. There was no such thing as a Dead Sea, because the waters of the Jordan ran through there and abundantly watered that whole area. And there's all kinds of geological evidence to indicate that this is true. This is the most beautiful area of the world. And the men turned their face from thence and went towards Sodom, but Abram stood yet before the Lord. And Abram drew near and said, Wilt thou also destroy the righteous with the wicked? Again, we're going to go through this bit of, to see whether or not what he's finally coming down to. And the reason for this, these next few verses, is for him to finally define a minion, to define a church. To define whether or not what it takes, what's the number it takes to be at rest, to be a people. Let's see what that is. Would you, once you read, here, Rex, read from 22 to the end of the chapter.
From what, 22?
Yeah.
And the men turned their faces from thence and went towards Sodom, but Abraham stood yet before the Lord. And Abraham drew near and said, Wilt thou also destroy the righteous with the wicked? Peradventure there be 50 righteous within the city, wilt thou also destroy and not spare the place where the 50 righteous that are therein? That be far from thee to do after this manner, to slay the righteous with the wicked, and the righteous should be as the wicked. That be far from thee. Shall not the judge of all the earth do right? And the Lord said, If I find in Sodom 50 righteous within the city, then I will spare all the place for their sakes.
Let's stop a minute. Paul called Abraham the friend of God, and it was only a friend that could use this kind of importunity. You know, if Abraham was in any other position other than a friend of God, he couldn't have done this.
Really?
God.
So God comes down. He says to Jackie, I'm going to kill Angela. Do you then say whatever you say, God?
No.
No, you don't.
No.
You say, no, Lord, kill me instead. Yeah. Or do something else instead. That's what it means to finally begin to feel the heart of God. You understand? I'm sorry to use you as an example.
No, she's good.
No, she's a good example.
God would love to live.
Yeah, he would.
He's spared from
us. That's what I said.
He should. 27. And Abraham answered and said, Behold, now I've taken upon me to speak unto the Lord, which am but dust and ashes.
Can you imagine a more perfect one to read this section than Rexmeister?
Really?
Behold. I'm not sure that I fully understand that. However, for lack of five of the 50 righteous, wilt thou destroy all the city for lack of five? And he said, If I find 40 and five, I will not destroy it. And he spake unto him yet again, and said, Peradventure there be 40 found there. And he said, I will not do it for 40's sake. And he said unto him, Oh, let not the Lord be angry, and I will speak. Peradventure there shall be 30 be found there. And he said, I will not do it if I find 30 there. And he said, Behold now, I have taken upon me to speak unto the Lord. Peradventure there shall be 20 found there. And he said, I will not destroy it for 20's sake. And he said,
Lord, you're beginning to really piss me off.
There might be a little different inflection.
You can hear. No, won't do it for 20.
I really understand why he ain't out of Genesis 18. I can hear that right now. And he said, Oh, let not the Lord be angry, and I will speak yet but this once. Peradventure 10 shall be found there. And he said, I will not destroy it for 10's sake. And the Lord went his way as soon as he had left communion with Abraham, and Abraham returned unto his place.
Sweating.
Yeah, Abraham's a little nervous.
I got out of that one.
Yeah, now everybody's back in their place. What do we do now?
But see this thing about 10. Why 10? 10 is something that we don't know much about. Again, the only place we know much about 10 is here.
Yeah.
We don't know much about 10 when we go do world stuff.
No. Nope. Not at all. 10 means? Really, about 10 where I work, and that doesn't mean anything. I mean, it's still the same as if it was 100, the same bullshit and stuff.
But this thing about a minion, you can be a Bible study and God is with you and all things are wonderful, but you can't have the government of God eternally on the face of the earth unless there's a body of 10 at rest. Offices. It's the offices of the body. And that's what he needs. He wants. He wants. You know,
with nine, the body would be halt.
Yeah, it would be halt and maimed.
What are the 10?
Well, we will go through that. But there are specific words and functions for each of the 10 members of the body. By the way, my position is the lowest one. It's called the angel.
Okay.
I'm the least important in the minion. By far the least important. I mean, it's not even worthy of comparison.
I think that'd be interesting to...
We've never done that here?
No. No.
No.
No. Even if it was broad brush, you know?
Yeah. You know, we've talked about the counterfeits, but never the real thing.
Does that mean the most important is the baby?
We will do that Tuesday night then. We'll go through that and talk about what each of the offices are.
Yes.
No. The mysteries of the universe.
Now we're getting
somebody. The Haftarah for this section of the scripture is Isaiah 33 verse 10. Or Isaiah 34 verse 17. But starting 33:1.
Whoa,
I'm confused.
Is this one of those
world
things?
Isaiah 33:1. Okay. We're going to read 33:1 through 34. We're going to read 33 and 34. And we're going to try to do it before the next 15 minutes.
Okay. We're starting at what?
We're going to start at Isaiah 33, verse 1.
Okay, and I'll go up.
And I'm just going to quit going around the room. You read for a while. Huh?
33, one, go.
33, wait until who's...
Woe to thee that spoilest, and thou wast not spoiled, and dealtst treacherously, and they dealt not treacherously with thee. When thou shalt cease to spoil, thou shalt be spoiled, and when thou shalt make an end to deal treacherously, they shall deal treacherously with thee.
Well, what does that mean?
I don't know.
Huh? Yeah.
That means woe to you no matter what you do.
No.
You live delicately upon the earth.
It means that you're calling black white and white black. It means that you're calling those that you're calling destitute and without purpose are God's, the ones that have the purpose. Those that you're calling great are the stupid ones. That's what he means. Well, you understand? I mean, it's setting this up. You understand? It's the ones who have lost everything and have no hope are the ones from God's standpoint are the fortunate.
They have escaped.
Okay?
O Lord, be gracious unto us. We have waited for thee. Be thou their arm every morning, our salvation also in the time of trouble. At the noise of the tumult, the people fled. At the lifting up of thyself, the nations were scattered. And your spoil shall be gathered like the gathering of the caterpillar. As the running to and fro of locusts shall he run upon them. The Lord is exalted, for he dwelleth on high. He hath filled Zion with judgment and righteousness. And wisdom and knowledge shall be the stability of thy times, and strength of salvation. The fear of the Lord is his treasure. Behold, their valiant ones shall cry without. The ambassadors of peace shall weep bitterly. The highways lie waste. The wayfaring man ceaseth. He hath broken the covenant. He hath despised the cities. He regardeth no man. The earth mourneth and languisheth. Lebanon is ashamed and hewn down. Sharon is like a wilderness, and Bashan and Carmel shake off their fruits.
Every time I hear this, it just drives me crazy. Now will I arise.
I don't know if I can do that.
What?
He already did, so you can carry on.
Now! See, now will I arise, saith the Lord.
That's pretty not glorious.
Why, I'm not going to get a show. Now will I be exalted. Now will I lift up myself. ye shall conceive chaff.
That's one thing you don't want to have. You don't want to have God to exalt himself. When God lifts himself up, it's the end. Now will I arise.
Ye shall conceive chaff, ye shall bring forth stubble, your breath as fire shall devour you. And the people shall be as the burnings of lime, as thorns cut up shall they be burned in the fire. Hear ye that are far off what I have done, and ye that are near acknowledge my might. The sinners in Zion are afraid, fearfulness hath surprised the hypocrites. Who among us shall dwell with the devouring fire? Who among us shall dwell with everlasting burnings?
Okay. I want you to hear over and over throughout the scriptures, it says, the world is on fire now. Now I want to go to Jude a minute.
Yeah, it's really funny because he says, now do I run.
Yeah, it's already done.
Yes, it's already done.
Jude says, keep yourselves in the love of God, looking for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ unto eternal life. And of some have compassion, making a difference, and others save with fear, pulling them out of the fire, hating even the garment spotted by the flesh. Now, you cannot, I promise you, pull anyone out of the fire unless you hate the garment spotted by the flesh. If you do not hate the garment spotted by the flesh, you will be pulled into the fire. And so what I would say to you, that's the basis, that's the authority of going to San Antonio, hating even the garment spotted by the flesh. Amen? Rick, we read.
He that walketh righteously and speaketh uprightly, he that despiseth the gain of oppressions, that shaketh his hands from holding of bribes, that stoppeth his ears from hearing of blood, and shutteth his eyes from seeing evil, he shall dwell on high. His place of defense shall be the munitions of rocks. Bread shall be given him, his waters shall be sure. Thine eyes shall see the king and his beauty, they shall behold the land that is very far off.
Amen.
Thine heart.
That's what it's far off to the world, but we behold it. We see the promise today. We see through the veil of the flesh. We see the holy city prepared as a bride coming down from heaven. Today we see the new Jerusalem. We don't see what they see.
Read on, Rick.
Thine heart shall meditate terror. Where is the scribe? Where is the receiver? Where is he that counted the towers? Thou shalt not see a fierce people, a people of a deeper speech than thou canst perceive, of a stammering tongue that thou canst not understand.
That's really great.
Look upon Zion, the city of our solemnities.
Solemnities.
Look upon Zion, the city of our solemnities. Thine eyes shall see Jerusalem, a quiet habitation. A tabernacle shall not be taken down.
Now hear this. Listen to this, if you ever be tempted to believe in the dispensationalism of the ridiculous modern theology. Look upon Zion, the city of our solemnities. Thine eyes shall see Jerusalem, a quiet habitation, a tabernacle that shall not be taken down. Not one of the stakes thereof shall ever be removed, neither shall any of the cords thereof be broken. Tell me about that idiot city in the Middle East. That's not Jerusalem.
But there the glorious Lord will be unto us a place of broad rivers and streams, wherein shall go no galley with oars, neither shall gallant ship pass thereby.
Why? Why no galley with oars?
No effort.
No effort. No merchants. No cause and effect.
For the Lord is our judge. The Lord is our lawgiver. The Lord is our king. He will save us. Thy tacklings are loosed.
Now that's, do you understand what that means? You know anything about, any of you ever been sailing?
Yeah.
When you loose the tacklings, it means you're at rest.
They could not well strengthen their mast. They could not spread the sail. Yeah.
You loose the tacklings because you have seen the vanity of all the things that you have prepared to cause you to go, to move, to have strength. You understand? Whether it's education or contacts or politics or religion or whatever. You've loosed all the tacklings. They've all fallen down. You're at rest. There's no more effort. If he doesn't save you, no one can.
Amen. Then is the prey of a great spoil divided. The lame take the prey.
Amen.
The inhabitants shall not say, I am sick. The people that dwell therein shall be forgiven their iniquity.
Amen.
Come near, ye nations, to hear, and hearken, ye people. Let the earth hear, and all that is therein, the world, and all things that come forth of it. For the indignation of the Lord is upon all nations, and his fury upon all their armies. He hath utterly destroyed them. He hath delivered them to the slaughter.
Stop. He has. The indignation of the Lord is, and he has. It's not going to happen someday. It's done.
Their slain also shall be cast out, and their stink shall come up out of their carcasses, and the mountains shall be melted with their blood. And all the host of heaven shall be dissolved, and the heavens shall be rolled together as a scroll. So
that's end of time. Yeah. The heavens are rolled together as a scroll.
Did you make that up?
Yeah, I don't know.
You thought he made it up?
You thought I made that up?
He did. He revealed himself.
He thought you made it up.
That's really cool.
He never challenged
me. Anyway. The heavens shall be rolled.
Rick, have you always been such a weenie? Rick, have you always been such a weenie?
And all their hosts shall fall down as the leaf falleth off the vine, as the falling fig from the fig tree.
As the weenie.
For my sword shall be bathed in heaven. Behold, it shall come down upon Idumea.
Idumea.
Idumea. What does that mean?
Is that Italian?
Idumea is the Jews.
And upon the people of my curse to judgment. The sword of the sword?
The sword?
The sword?
That's absurd.
That's absurd.
The sword. The sword of the Lord is filled with blood. It is made fat with fatness, and with the blood of lambs and goats, and with the fat of the kidneys of rams. For the Lord hath a sacrifice in Bozrah, and a great slaughter in the land of Idumea. And the unicorns shall come down with them, and the bullocks with the bulls, and their land shall be soaked with blood, and their dust made fat with fatness. For it is the day of the Lord's vengeance, and the year of recompenses for the controversy of Zion. And the streams thereof shall be turned into pitch, and the dust thereof into brimstone, and the land thereof shall become burning pitch. It shall not be quenched night nor day. The smoke thereof shall go up forever, from generation to generation, and shall lie waste.
This was written in 7-something B.C., is that right? About that. I mean, and it's written as a present tense. Okay.
None shall pass through it forever and ever. But the cormorant and the bittern shall possess it. The owl also and the raven shall dwell in it. And he shall stretch out upon it the line of confusion. And the stones of emptiness. And they shall call the nobles thereof to the kingdom, but none shall be there, and all her princes shall be nothing. And thorns shall come up in her palaces, nettles and brambles in the fortresses thereof, and it shall be a habitation of dragons, and a court for owls. The wild beast of the desert shall also meet with the wild beast of the island, and the satyr shall cry to his fellow, the screech owl shall rest there, and find for herself a place of rest.
No. When you translate each of these beings, the cormorant, the screech owl, is Lilith. I mean, what they did in the English translation, they were describing the proper name of demons. This is the home of demons, is what they're saying this is. And they're the proper names of demons, but they have made the proper name a generic noun because they were afraid of what it said. In these translations, but if you look at it, I mean, if in the Hebrew, it's no question. It's naming a demon. It's not talking about an owl or a screech owl. It's Lilith, and you know the other demons. And this is where they live. Okay.
There shall the great owl make her nest and lay and hatch and gather under her shadow. There shall the vultures also be gathered, everyone with her mate. Seek ye out of the book of the Lord and read. No one of these shall fail. None shall want her mate. For my mouth it hath commanded, and hath in his spirit it hath gathered them.
Now that's the reason that's such an incredible scripture is it's saying that every demon spirit is operating the will of God. None of them shall want their mate. None of them shall not accomplish what I have purposed for them. Now, in our society, we have so demystified things that if you read that in its proper translation in an animistic society, it would blow your mind. You understand? All right.
Mm-hmm. And he hath cast the lot for them, and his hand hath divided it unto them by line. They shall possess it forever. From generation to generation shall they dwell therein.
Okay.
So he's described their rightful
possession. He's described the rightful possession, and what he said is he has said that, effectively, that the demons control the earth. It's the same thing that Satan said to Christ in his temptation. When he took him onto the high mountain in the moment of time, showed him all the kingdoms of the world. And he said, all this, and all the power and glory, he said, all this has been delivered over to me, and whomsoever I will, I shall give it. That's why forever, always, if they speak of the world, therefore the world heareth them. We can't have any causes, because all of the causes are of demons. That's why they speak, if somebody hear us, they know the truth. If they don't, you don't worry about it. Well, it's time to go. We'll do that later. Amen?
Take a big bomb.
Take a big bomb.